What you're seeing now is the certificate of degree. Each of them was given in different background, and therefore the changes of Fujian Catholic University history can be observed from these certificates. The two certificates on the wall were given in the Beijing period. The upper one is belonged to Reverend Joseph Kong. He was graduated from the Department of History from the College of Liberal Arts. He later played an important role in the re-establishment period and became the first Secretary General of Fujian Catholic University in Taipei. Our university emblem was designed by him. Look at the one below. We can see there is a stamp on the left-hand side, indicating that it was given by the Ministry of Education of the Chinese Communist Government, because they had took over Fujian in 1950. Below are copies of certificates of degree of Fujian's earliest founded departments after the re-establishment in Taipei. The Graduate Institute of Philosophy was established in 1961, and 8 students were admitted in the same year. Father Chang Chen-dong of the Congregation of the Disciples of the Lord was one of them. He donated his certificate of degree, which is on the far left, to us. In 1963, 518 undergraduate students were admitted with the official opening of Xinjiang campus. The following certificate was donated by our sixth president, Professor Li Jianqiu. He was the first graduate. The next certificate belongs to Professor Wang Zhizhi. She was graduated from the Graduate Institute of History, one of the earliest founded graduate institute in Xinjiang campus. Following is the certificate of Professor Zheng Chunhai. He was graduated from the first PhD program of our university, which is as well the Graduate Institute of History. At the early time, doctoral certificates were issued by the Ministry of Education. Therefore, they were called National Doctor.